Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? And in Sanilac County, a late-night crash in Sanilac County is raising serious concerns about impaired driving. It happened just after 10 p.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Galbraith Line and St. Clair Road in Worth Township, where deputies say a 21-year-old Birchville man behind the wheel of a Jeep failed to stop at the intersection. That's when his vehicle was struck by a westbound Chevrolet Malibu driven by a 23-year-old woman from Sandusky. The impact sent both vehicles off the roadway and into a nearby ditch. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, and the Jeep driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital with injuries that, fortunately, were not life-threatening. The driver of the Malibu walked away unharmed. Investigators now believe alcohol may have played a role in the crash, and the case remains under review. Authorities are reminding drivers one decision behind the wheel can change everything in an instant. And a Bay County arrest is drawing attention tonight after state police say a local man was taken into custody in connection with a child exploitation investigation. Authorities report that 39-year-old Ryan McCoy of Essexville was arrested after investigators seized digital evidence from his home. The case began when law enforcement received information suggesting illegal material involving children was being shared online. Michigan State Police say McCoy now faces multiple felony charges, including three counts tied to aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material, along with additional charges related to using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned earlier this week. Officials are also using this case as a reminder of ongoing risks children face online. Parents are encouraged to stay vigilant and make use of safety resources provided by national and state organizations focused on protecting minors from exploitation. Anyone who suspects online exploitation is urged to report it through the cyber tip line as investigators continue working to identify and stop these crimes. When we come back after the Sure Health sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, and Bay City Police are on the hunt after a tense armed robbery rattled the neighborhood convenience store. It happened earlier this evening at the Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street, where officers rushed in following reports of a suspect brandishing a gun. Authorities described the individual as a white male, but say he vanished before police could close in. The scene quickly drew attention from nearby residents as flashing lights and patrol units filled the east side, particularly around 4th Street and North Burney, turning an otherwise quiet night into an active investigation. Despite the frightening encounter, there is some relief. No injuries have been reported. As of late tonight, last night actually, The suspect remains at large, and police are urging anyone with information to come forward as the search continues. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?